would like to put on your attention a couple of facts connected with determination of magnetic field in spectrophotometrical observations. If we used these distant stars, they have strong interstellar absorption, and because of crosstalking between linear and circular polarization, we have false false polarimetric continuum in circular polarization. It's rather dangerous for determination of magnetic field. It's the data of our observations. It's statistical method of determination of Zeeman features using at the same time all features in spectral range which observed. Of course, it's necessary to clear spectra from any not Zeeman features. And influence of spurious continuum of circular polarization get distorts statistics of signal for least square technique, and moreover give spurious component even no real signal is present. Moreover, false continuum, real continuum inclination of intensity also gives some influence, but rather less. It's only 20 Gauss or less. At the same time, there's inclination of V continuum give component of up to 100 Gauss. It's important to take it into account. And other topics, it's if we determine the magnetic field of optical component from absorption lines, but have emission lines connected with accretion disk, that it's possible to use emission lines for determination of magnetic field in accretion disk. So we found magnetic field in outer part of accretion disk